Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara.
Oh, I thought you
were
doing
it. It's raining. Things are wet.
Is it raining? Not at the moment,
yeah,
but
it's
okay, we'll
learn. It's wet. Pei Hei Amid Aleph. The Choshev Rabbi Yehuda just came. Oh, learn.
Right.
And two lines on the top. Pei Hei.
Pei Hei.
Boye Menei Medav Sheshes. They asked a question from Rav Sheshes. Ben, if the son works for the Beis Din and he's the one who gives out the Malkus, Ma'u sheyasa shliach le'aviv lahakoysoi ulekaloi, can he be the one, if Beis Din has to administer Malkus to this person's father, can the son be the one to administer the Malkus? Okay, because the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to hit your father, but here it's a mitzvah. So is he allowed to or not allowed to? or put him in chayrim. If he has to. Amalei, so he said, look, are you allowed to smack somebody? Are you allowed to curse somebody? Of course not. And yet, yet he's allowed to smack this man because it's a mitzvah. He's doing it for the cover of the Eibishter. It's a hachanami kovet shemayim, so to his father. So Rav Sheshes paskins that a son can smack, give the 39 lashes to his father because he's doing it for the sake of a mitzvah. And therefore, he's no different than anybody else. He's also going to do it for the sake of a mitzvah.
Somebody passes extra
commandment. True, and you will argue, but Rav Sheshes holds that's the same. Rav Sheshes holds, you better put it on the table maybe.
With my
Rav Sheshes holds that that it's the son.
Could even be that my pit and broke.
No, that's good. That's Eikitz. Everything's perfect. That's why you don't have pitums on this rigging. It falls down, it shouldn't break. Passes the whole rig, at least the first time. Says the Gemara Meisah, I'll ask you a question. How can you say a son's allowed to hit his father? It says in the Braisa the following, a very cryptic Braisa. Someone that has a mitzvah to hit, we'll soon see what it's talking about. Yet mitzvah shalai lahakoyse, he's not allowed to smack that extra one time. Because it says in the pasuk, you give him 39, but la Yosef, don't even add one more. Misha ainu mitzvah lahakoyse, those people who are not allowed, don't have the mitzvah to hit, and we're going to assume that that's talking about the son, so we see a son does not have mitzvah to hit. Ainu din she mitzvah lahakoyse, surely he's not allowed to hit extra. My love, isn't it talking about, idi v'idi b'makam mitzvah, isn't it talking about they're both in the place of a bezin? Habibnoi, a son has no mitzvah by a bezin because it's his father, but someone else does. So is that Akash and Rav Sheshes? Well, no, Rav Sheshes will answer, there's no different according to Rav Sheshes, a son than anybody else. A son is allowed to give lashes to his father to anybody else. So what's Pshat in the Braisa, those who don't have a mitzvah? When Pehei Amar Aleph. But Loi Kash is not a problem. Kan b'mokah mitzvah, kan shalei b'mokah mitzvah. Here we're talking about where there's a mitzvah, and here we're talking about where there is no mitzvah. In other words, one second. No, it's the wrong one. It's finished.
Already.
This book is finished. We're up to, let me make sure I'm right. Yeah. We're up to 85.
Okay.
So there's a regular Gemara there. I'll show you that
I'll
is.
Look over here.
Okay.
I'll look on with you.
Okay. Yeah. A son, according to Rav Sheshes, gives 39 lashes to his father like anybody else because it's a mitzvah. So, what does the Braisa mean where there's a mitzvah, where there's no mitzvah? This is what it means. This is how the Braisa means. In the place of a mitzvah, for example, when a bezdin tells you to give 39 lashes to that guy, yet mitzvah, you're not allowed to add one more, you have to give 39, not even one more. So shalei b'makom mitzvah. What about where there is no mitzvah? For example, it's not a bezin. She ain't a mitzvah la'koisei, but there's no mitzvah. Ain't a din. She mitzvah shalei la'koisei. Then surely you're not allowed to hit. In other words, a son. That this is what we learn out. You're not allowed to smack somebody else. Maduch, where you're allowed to smack 39. You're not allowed to even add one more. So surely, where there's no mitzvah to smack, surely you're not allowed to hit anybody. And this is the basis that we learn out that you're not allowed to hit another Jew. You're not allowed to hit your own father. From here, you learn out from this Bryce. Tashma coming here, another place. Yesterday we learned another place. Hayoyt say lehare. If a guy is being bled to be killed, Ubob benoy and his son went ahead while his father was being taken to be executed. For he keyu and he hit him, or killed and he cursed him. The question is whether he did an aved or not, because his father's about to be killed anyway. Chayiv yechayiv. But what happens if another guy comes along and hits this man or curses him? Potter. Nothing happens to him. That's what it sounds like. Now, we're making a difference here between a son and a stranger. Vavim, we're trying to understand. Maishna bloy, maishna acha. Why should it be by a son? It's, he did something wrong and someone else didn't. Vom, Rav Chizda said, we're talking about a case. We've been misarvim by lotzeis. That the Bezin is asking the guy, let's walk out there, and the guy refuses. So we're hitting him, not Stam the Voltman. We're hitting him in order to take him to be executed, to be the skill or whatever it was that he deserves.
There's a big difference between the son doing it and
oh, so we see from here what? A son is not allowed to do it, and a son is allowed to do it. Rav Sheish said before, a son is allowed to do it because it's a mitzvah. You're not doing it to hit your father for the sake of hitting your father, you're doing it because it's a mitzvah. Clearly, we see a distinction between a son and anybody else.
How can it be a mitzvah when.
Because Bezin decided.
No. When a person is a doctor, he may not be able to prick his father with a needle. Just in case he accidentally heals a mitzvah.
Yeah. But a bezin has a mitzvah to give him skill, and the son is carrying out the mitzvah of bezin. That's the question. Rashi says yes, and the Gemara is asking the questions. Don't agree.
Doesn't.
And you agree with the Gemara asking the questions. Okay, fair enough. So luchayda, we see this, a difference in the son and a kashan of sheishes. Rav Sheishes said, "Who told you to learn pshat in this brayser like Rav Chizda? Mukilo, you know how he learned pshat? B'she'ein misarvin beilotzes." Nobody's asking him to go out there. We're not talking about a mitzvah here. We're talking about Stam. Stam the Beltanine. So son has an Aveda and someone else has an Aveda. Fedig Mori Hochi Achanami. So how come if Stam the Belt is going there and the son is not allowed to hit him because he's still alive, so why a friend the person is allowed to? What's Chilug a friend or the son? Acha Gavra Ketiluhu. As far as someone else is concerned, the man, because he's being led to be executed, is already a dead man. And therefore, if somebody else hits him, they didn't do anything wrong. Mashain gained the son. He did wrong. Kibbut of aim. He hit the father. Freddy Gimoda, what are you talking about? V'omar Rav Sheish, Rav Sheish said that Baish. Excuse me. What happens? Baisha Yoshin. Let's say you embarrass somebody while he was asleep. The mace, and he died in the middle of his sleep. So in other words, he never heard the shame. Yet, you are still chayiv. Why? Because he embarrassed the family. So why if a stranger hits this man? Let's say he's like a dead man. The whole family sees. Why is he allowed?
You know why he's not like a dead man? Because at the last minute, the Beis Din can change their mind.
That's a good point. It's a very good point. And yet the Braisa says that if another person hits him, you are exempt, which sounds like that you are put. So Gemara says you're right. Like along the lines you were saying, of course he's not allowed to hit him. And he's still a live man, and you have to pay money to five causes of damage. But we're talking about here, it was less than a pruta, less than a smallest denomination of currency, so there's nothing to pay. Says the Gemara, so what's about a son? First of all, Rabbi Yechon said, you said before that if a stranger hits this man on the way to be to Skila, he is potter. And you tell me now he's potter, you know, because it's a small amount, less than a pruta, but he still gets 39 lashes, so he's not potter at all. Somebody right. My potter, they call him a potter and mammon. You know what I mean? Say potter. Potter means that you don't have to pay money. You're potter from paying money. However, you still get lashes. No, miklal de b'noi chayv mammon. So you're making a difference between a son and a friend. So a son is chayv. What does chayv mean? Pays money. But if it's less than a potter, what's he paying? What's he paying? Says the Gemara, Ella Bedina, obviously, when we talk about a son, we're talking about that what? That a son should get his punishment, which is if he hits his father, he gets death. Is Hachiname Bedina, and so therefore, when a stranger hits him, with his din is Malchus, he's Potter for Malchus. So what's going on here? Why? So why is a son Chayiv in his punishment, which is death, and a Fremde is Potter from Malchus in his punishment, because he's a dead man walking? What's the difference?
There's a huge difference between a son doing it. Yeah, and but even before we mentioned,
but no one's allowed to hit anybody. Forget my son. No one's allowed to hit another Jew. You hit another Jew, you get 39 lashes, or you're paying for his damages.
No one. There's a big difference between everyone. And
the only difference in a son is the level of the Aveira. A son gets killed for it, and everybody else gets malchus for it. Yeah. So, you're telling me that anybody else who hits this man who's being led to skill is potter completely, and the son is chayim. So, what's the difference? Why should another man be potter completely? Because it's a dead man, said the son also.
Not potter. Shouldn't he potter completely?
That's a more question, but it says potter. Ella, this is what we're going to hear. You know why another person is potter? The potter, the amakra. Another person hits a man about to be led to skila, which means he's a rosha, he's potter, because the amakra says the pasik. The nasi be'amcha loisar, a nasi in your nation, don't curse. What do you mean be'amcha in your nation? as long as he behaves like an upright citizen. But he behaves like an upright, like a yid in the nation. But this man is being led to the skila. Why is he being led to the skila? Because he's an aveda. He's no longer ba'amcha. Therefore, if another person hits him, you are potter. But that pasuk is talking about cursing. It says about a hotein a klolo. That's talking about cursing. Or b'hakominol. Who said if you hit somebody who's not oisem maisa amcha you are potter? Says the Gemara, the makshinon hakol klolo. We learn out. We compare the two. Just like by cursing, it's only when are you chayiv if you curse another Jew. If that Jew is a ba'amcha, he keeps tayin mitzvahs. So too hakol when you chayiv hitting another Jew only if he keeps tayin mitzvahs. Only if he keeps tayin mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, so why is the son liable if he hits his father? Since the father is no longer ba'amcha, he's a rasha. Why is he liable? Says the Gemara. Because how do you know you're not allowed to curse your father? Because it's like cursing your friend. You know what it's talking about? That he did tshuva. And therefore, if you hit your father on the way to being let to skila, he did tshuva, you're chai. No, if so, everybody else says, well, hochinami shot the tshuva. Over here, someone's doing tshuva. Yochi achinami. If the guy did tshuva, then why you tell me if somebody else hits him, struck him? He is potter because he's not oisem maisa amcha, he's not observant, but he did tshuva. Amra mori, ba'amcha means b'mekuyin shem amcha. We're talking about ba'amcha means only somebody who's going to continue living. But not somebody's about to die. So even though he did tshuva, since he's about to die, he's no longer amcha, he's not going to continue living. If somebody else strikes him, he's potter. No, it's the son, same thing. So the son should be the same thing. That if he strikes his father, who's about to be killed, he should be potter. So the Gemara, midi dahavi la'acha misa. Just like, now this is very interesting. When somebody curses his father after he died, you're still chayiv misa. But if you hit him after he died, you're not chayiv misa. What's the difference? The difference is like this. Really, you are chayiv misa after he died. But we learned yesterday the requirement for hitting your father is you make him bleed. But once somebody's dead, they don't bleed anymore. So the reason why you're not chayiv if you hit somebody's dead is because physically he cannot bleed. But this man is being led to the execution, to skila or sreifa or headache, he's practically speaking, he's alive. And if you hit him, you're making him bleed. So therefore, the son is chayiv. But everybody else is potter because maisa amcham. Says the Gemara.
But he can strike lightly, not
cause. No, you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv misa if you strike your father without making him bleed. You're an aveda, but you're not chayiv misa. So the Gemara, my have it, bottom line. So what's the right thing to do? Rav Sheisha says that if a son strikes his father as a shlir bezin, it's all right. The other person was asking all the questions. Gemara believes it's not a right. So who's right? Amar Abba Rav Huna. Chen Tondi Rav Yishmol. La koil ein haben nas asheich l'aviv. That Yehuda is right. A son has no right to hit his father, even as a shliach bezin. La hakoyseh to hit him or l'kala curse him. Chutz is only one case where a son is allowed to hit his own father as a shliach of the bezin. Mimesis, and the father seduces other people to do avodah zarah. Shari Omra Taita, the Taita said, Leisach Moil Veleisachasa Allah. Don't have pity and don't protect him. So therefore, even a son is like his father. That's the only case. Otherwise, a son should not hit his own father. Should not hit his own father. Good. Back to the Mishnah. Hamake of the Ima. If somebody strikes his father or his mother, Einoi Chayiv, Achi Yasa Ben Chaburi, not Chayiv, unless he make up a wound, they have to bleed. There's another chumrah. There is one chumrah that you have if somebody curses his father, that's worse than if you hit your father. That is, you curse somebody's first his father after he's dead chayiv. But if you strike your father after he's dead, potter potter. And we explained one version at least is because he cannot bleed. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbanan, we learn, it says in the Pasik, that if a man curses his father and his mother, they should be put to death. Why? Because aviv v'imei kilel, he curses his father and mother. Talk about aviv v'imei kilel, the pasuk sums up. You curse your father and mother. So why does it say it again? We already know for the first part of the pasuk, if a man curses his father. This comes to teach you, la'acha misa, after he died. She yochla, I would have thought, hoyil v'chai b'maka. Since you're not allowed to hit your father. V'chai b'makal, you're not allowed to curse your father. If you hit your father, your only chayiv is alive. True, the reason is because he cannot bleed after he's dead. But the fact is, you're not chayiv after he's dead. I would have thought, so too, if you curse your father or your mother, you're not liable unless they're still alive. So if we need a pasuk to tell you an extra word, even after the dead, you're chayiv. Furthermore, we have a kal v'chomer. Madach, when you hit your asabai, shaloi ba'amcha ki ba'amcha. Madach, weird, when you hit your father, there's actually a chumrah, according to this one opinion, by your father over cursing. Because by cursing, we say ba'amcha, he has to be an observant Jew, then you're not allowed to curse him, even your father. When it comes to striking your father, nowhere does the pasuk say ba'amcha that it has to be an observant, which means even if the father is not observant, if you strike him, you're chayiv. So ma maka. So therefore, maka in a way is stricter than cursing, because a maka, even if the father is not frum, you're still not allowed to hit him. Ma maka, madach maka. She'osa boy shaloi ba'amcha ki ba'amcha. I don't care if he behaves properly via yid or doesn't behave properly via yid. Nevertheless, this tana, this bryce gives an argument, holds that even if he's not frum, you're not allowed to hit him. And you don't compare market to klolim. Yet we have a leniency that after he dies and you hit him, you're not chayiv. Mekalo cursing. By cursing, where over there, dafke, if he's observant, you're not allowed to curse. But if he's not observant, don't care. So he's a leniency. Surely he shouldn't be chayiv after the guy dies. That's why you're the posik. Avi v'ime kila, an extra word. Avi v'ime kila la'acha misa. Tell you after misa. Says the Gemara, this only makes sense if you hold that it's extra. Because the posik says, ish. The posik says, a man that curses his father and his mother should be put to death because his father and mother he cursed. So these words, because his father and mother he cursed, is extra. So we're using it to teach you that even after they died. It's ha'nichal Rabbi Yonis. And this makes only sense according to Rabbi Yonis. And the meyat lekra, he holds those two words are extra. Of the vi'imoy are extra to teach you after death. El Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Yoshi holds you need it. Rabbi Yoshi will tell you that if you read only the first part of the pasuk, I would have thought if you curse your father and your mother together, that's when you get killed. But if you curse your father only, or you curse your mother only, you don't get killed.
I wouldn't have thought.
Because the way you read the pasuk, he says, the pasuk says, Asher yikal es aviv v'es imoy, and. So you would have thought you have to do both. So that's why the pasuk says it again, extra words, aviv v'imoy kilo, that tell you that even one on its own. So it's no longer extra. Is my equal member? What's going on? In the time we learned, ish, a man. Why is it twice ish? Ma tamlem ish. The rabbis teach you bas tumtum adrengis. Somebody is a tumtum. If let's say the daughter of a tumtum, the daughter of an adrengis, that curses them, that curses the mother who's a tumtum and adrengis. So yeah, to teach you three things: a daughter, a tumtum, and adrengis. The pasuk says a man, I know a girl, and therefore a girl and a tumtum, not the regnis, we know that what? That you are not, that you are still chayv. Asha yekal es aviv esim, curse your father and your mother, and engli yela aviv ve'imay, curse your father and your mother together. Aviv shalai imay, or imay shalai aviv menayin, if you curse one without the other, how do you know? Talmud Leimer, that's why the extra words are Aviv ve'imay kilel, he curses his father and mother. Now what? That Aviv ve'imay kilel, even one on his own, yuchayv. So according to the Yeshua, there's nothing extra anymore. You need it to teach you cursing your father on its own, or cursing your mother on her own.
Even without the extra wording, I wouldn't have thought.
It says and. It says and.
Yeah, I know it says, but I wouldn't.
You're right, that's Abiyanis says. So you're like Abiyanis. Abiyanis says, nah. Just because it says and doesn't mean together. Mashmash ne'echad, you're right. You could read it and as if you have to do both together. But also, mashmash echad, echad ne'asav. It also can mean you do each on its own. So therefore, I'll assume it's each on its own. Achi yifadach akos yachdav. If the Tater meant both together, the Tater should have said the word yachdav. Should have added the word yachdav. Because whenever it wants to be together, it has to be the yachdav. By kalayim, shoy v'chamoy, it adds the word yachdav. So in Ole, he's according to Rabbi Yisrael, it's no longer extra. How does he know that if you curse your parents after they're dead? Nafkala, he learns it out. Mekalel is another pasuk where it says Mekalel Aviv in Mishpatim, the Imay Mois Yumas. That's an extra pasuk. You curse your father, mother, Mois Yumas, even after they're dead. The Idach, Rabbi Yisrael, what does he do with the extra pasuk? Ahume Boilel Rabbis. That's where he uses to learn Bas, a girl, or Tumtum, a Tumtum, a Dreng, a Drengness. Says the Gemara, the tape of Mishish, why doesn't he learn from the extra pasuk? Why doesn't he learn out from ish, because it's an extra word ish? Dibra Taita Kilash of any other. Sometimes the Taita talks like a person, people repeat themselves in their sentences, not to be learned anything else. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah mentioned there's a chumrah in Klala, that even after the dead you curse them, you chai mashenk in hitting. Why does the Mishnah also learn there's a chumrah in hitting? That hitting, even if the guy is not from, you're still liable, but you're cursing only the guy from. Now, because there's an argument if that's so, we're going to say that our Mishnah holds like the opinion that also by hitting has to be from. But listen, why does our Mishnah learn? Kesavet, our Mishnah holds, Makshin and Hakola Klola. Our Mishnah actually holds that when it comes to hitting a parent, they also have to be frum, just like cursing. Lema, let us say, who are these people who are arguing? Let us say, Hani Tanoi, Kehani Tanoi. Let us say the Tanah about Mishnah that doesn't mention this Chumrah of hitting, which means our Mishnah holds that what? That if you hit Yitake, only Chayiv, if he was frum, only Maisa Amchem. And the Braisa before that said you don't have to be frum. We're actually arguing the same machlekes of the following Tanoim. One Braisa we learned, Kusi. Kusim were a nation of people that converted, and we were always skeptical whether conversion was because they were scared they're being attacked by lions, and they thought the Jews will help them out, so they weren't real. Or they were real, but later on they became fry. So Kusi, Atam, Mitzuvah, Laka'osa, you're not allowed to hit them, V'atam, Mitzuvah, Kolosa, you're allowed to curse them. That's one Braisa. V'tani, another Braisa, you learned, I'atam, Mitzuvah, now Kusim did not keep mitzvahs. So, but if they were real Yidden, so if they were real Yidden, but they didn't keep mitzvahs, so you're allowed to curse them. You're allowed to curse them because they're not frum, but you're not allowed to hit them because when it comes to hitting, doesn't matter if they're frum or not frum. That's Bryce number one. The Tani Ida, Bryce number two says, you're allowed to even hit them because hitting you only also if they're frum. So right now we thought, Kuli Alma Kusim Geri Emetan. Everybody thought they were a genuine Gerim. They just became a Rishoyim later on. And therefore, they're like a Yid who's not frum, but they're Yidden. So therefore, my love, so what's the argument? If you hit them, are you chayv? There's like cursing is only the frum. Hitting is only us of the frum. You don't compare hitting to cursing, and therefore, just because by cursing you have to be frum. When it comes to hitting, you don't have to be frum. So these two arguments, not necessarily so. Kuliyama, everyone hold, loy makshin and hakol klol. You don't compare the two. Bahok of here, bahok of this is the machlekes. Marsava, one holds. The question is whether, no, maybe Yitake don't have to be frum, you're not allowed to hit him. The question is whether they're Jewish. Marsava, kusim gedi, I'm saying they're Jewish. And Marsava, kusim gedi, arroy, he's saying they became gedi because they were scared of the lions, they're not Jewish at all. Ihochi, says the Gemara, how can it be? If the reason because they're not Jewish, why does it say there, Tanya Elo learned, Vishoyroi ki Yisrael, that their cow has the same name like a Jewish cow, which means you're not allowed to hit, you know, if you hit them, you know, the laws of the first three times is a tam, and then is a muet. How can that be? Definitely, they're arguing that what everyone agrees that they're not frum. They're arguing about whether they are. If you hit somebody not frum, are you still chayiv or not? Do we compare it to cursing or not? Our Mishnah holds that you compare it to cursing, and therefore you're not chayiv if you hit somebody not frum. That's why it's a big machlekes, the Rambam and others. If a mamzer hits his father, if he did anything wrong, because the father is a Russian. So the Mishnah, Hagoyniv Nevzal, you kidnap somebody, the Torah says if you kidnap somebody and you use them to work for you, you chayiv misa. Ein chayiv achi yachni send the shusay, you have to bring them into your house. Yudayimel achi yachni send the shusay, and you have to add one more thing, v'yishtamad, but you have to use them. It's not enough that you kidnap them and put them in some cell, you have to actually make them work for you. Shenemah says, "V'his ameba, you make them work umecharei hagoyne umecharei, and you sold it, and you had to sell them as well. So you kidnap three things: you kidnap, and you work, and you sell them, and then you chayiv misa. Okay. Think about a mishnah vayitel hagoyne benoy, you steal your own son. Rabbi Shmuel benoy shavichem bruker mechayiv, he holds that word. Used to the fact is you stole, you kidnapped, and you made him work, and you sold him. You chayiv." Chom poitin, chom patik, because wherever he is, it's still in your rishus. He didn't ever take him out of your rishus. Or he never left your rishus in the first place. We'll see later. Me, gone up, me, chetze, evichem, chayin, you kidnapped somebody who's half a slave, half free. Rabbi Yehuda, mechai, vachom poitin. Rabbi Yehuda says, chai, vachom, say, yepate. Says the Gemara.
What means half slave, half free?
I mean, he has two masters, and one master set him free, and one master didn't. So he's half free and half a slave. Says the Gemara, "V'tana kama loy boyimah." What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda says you have to work him. The pasuk says, "Kalili." Says the pasuk, "You have to work." Of course, everyone holds you have to work, but how much work? According to the Tana Kama, the slightest work, tie my shoelace, which is not worth a pruta, is already called work, and you're liable for misa. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be a significant kind of work. Boy, Rabbi Yehuda asked the question, "What about Gunva? You kidnapped him, or Machan, you sold him, and Yoshin, the guy was asleep the whole time." The whole time, only Rabbi Yehuda could come with these questions. Mao, or mochad isha l'ubra, you kidnapped a woman, but you only sold her not because of the woman, you only sold her for the baby. but she herself will be free once she gives birth to a baby. What happens then? Mao, is that considered kidnapping and selling or not? Yesh derech imo bekachay, ain't derech imo bekachay. Is this the common way of kidnapping and selling or not? But Tepeglei, he says,
they kidnap the
woman for the baby, and that's when the baby's born, set the woman free. But and when we made the price, when we sold her, I didn't include the woman in the price. I only sold the baby. Yeah. The Tepeglei, the leki imo kalocha, he didn't make them work. Going back to the question. Your first question was about sleeping. If he's sleeping, he's not working. And we just learned before that in order to be chayiv for kidnapping, the guy has to be asleep. Loitzicha yoshan, he's sleeping. The zoge ala isha the ukme b'ape zika. What happened was you did use her. You leaned on him. That, let's say, is a very, very strong wind, and she's a big woman. So they held back the wind from blowing on you. So you're using her. You made it work. So the question is, derech imu bekach and imu bekach, is that the normal way of working or not? Taiku. Because you know, she's not doing anything, but she's asleep. But she's a big woman, and so you're using her to protect you from the wind. Taiku. Tarama, we learned, it says in Pasik, ki yemotze ish goyin, if you find a person who kidnapped somebody me'echav amongst his brethren, from his brethren, and he used him and sold him, you should put the guy to death. Ainly ela ishigon. First of all you know from here is if a man says he must say ishigon. If a man stole ishimna, if a woman kidnaps, how you know she's chayiv also misatam alayim? It says another pasuk, the goinaf ish. If a person stole, you stole a person umechadin, you sold him. It says you stole a person. Let's say who stole it, even a woman. Ainly ela ish shigonat bein isha bein isha. A man steal. I don't care who he stole because the pasuk says ish goinaf nefesh. Anybody. The ish and the pasuk where you're learning how the ish, it says only ish, you're going to be ish. Ish is going to be ish, but then how if a woman steals a woman, what's it doing? Tamalaymer, v'meis haganif ahu mikom bakam. It says v'meis haganif ahu, that ganif should be killed no matter who he kidnapped. Tanya, either learn another pasuk, ki yimotze ish goinif nefesh. It says in the pasuk, ki yimotze ish goinif, another brayso like this. Kimatze ish goinev, if a man steals anybody me'echa from his brothers, echad goinev es ish ve'echad goinev. I don't care who you stole, who you kidnapped. Ve'echad ger ve'echad ever meshucha, whether he stole it was a convert or whether he stole it was ever set free who now is a convert or a cotton or child chayiv. Because it says in the pasuk nefesh, a living person. Gonvoy ve'lemachra, whenever you kidnap somebody, we didn't sell them. Or machra, or you sold them v'dayim shuv, but you didn't yet send them off, still in your house. Potter, you are potter. You are potter. Because you didn't yet set him out of your rishus. He's still sitting in your house. Then he says, Mochrei la'aviv, let's say he sold it to the father of the, you know, he took a ransom and he gave it back to the father. Oy le'echav, the brother of the kidnappee. Oy le'echad mif the captive. Oy le'echad min ha'krevim. He's still chayiv, you're chayiv. You're chayiv, because it's like a sale. Hagoynef eso avodim, if you steal a slave, potter you are potter. Tony Tanakame, this braisa, that it says here, if you sold it to the father of the captive, we say it's not a sale. We say it is a sale on your chayv. Tony Tanakame, Omele, anishayne, I say, I learn differently. I hold it up, Shimon, Omele, Shimon says, me'echav, you captive somebody and you stole them from his brothers. That means you took them away from the brothers. You take them away from the brothers. And you tell me if you give it back to the father, you're chayiv. On the contrary, if you gave it back to the family, okay, it cost them money, but you gave it back to them, why should you be chayiv for kidnapping? So he says, right, tani potter. It's a mistake in the braisa. Say if you gave it back to the father, you're actually potter. Says he, one of my kusha, why is that a problem? We know a few more lines. Dilma harab shimon harabon. Maybe there's an argument between rab shimon and rabon. Maybe rab shimon holds that if you give it back to the family, you're not chai, it's not a sale. But the rabon holds that if you give it back to the family, it's still a sale. Loy salka, it can't be. Because Amar Rabbi Yechon said, stam mas nisin rameir. Any Mishnah is rameir. Whenever Mishnah has no name, it's rameir. Stam tesefta, whenever you learn a brisa from a tesefta with no name, it's rab nechemia. Stam sifra, whenever you learn a sifra, that is rab Yehuda. And stam sifri, and a sifri is Rabbi Shimon. The kulu elib Rabbi Akiva, and they all follow Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, since this stam, what do you call it? It's a stam brayse. It cannot be that Rab Shimon argues. It means Rab Shimon and Chachamim all agree that if you capture somebody, take captive and give it back to the father, there is no chiyuv misa whatsoever. It's only to a stranger. Mm.